Reporting in progress. Okay, we're on the bottom of 4B. Just to review what we're talking about. So the question at hand was, at the top of the page, the same way you said that three stars were a sign of Lilong at the end of the day, so perhaps at the beginning of the day also, why do we say Alos? Why is it assumed as a double pashut that Alos HaShachar is considered the beginning of the day? Aren't there three stars showing at that time? So the same way three stars were Lilo at night, let's say the three stars, it's still Lilo in the morning. That was the question at the top of the page. We proceeded to give various answers. We're now going to continue about this question. Omer Rav Yossi, Purabon. Omer Litain Ov Yav Shor Kiyo L'Lilo. Now, just to, before we start to explain this, the Yerushalmi, we're going to assume that this is the way the Yerushalmi views the astronomical realities. Forget all the science that you learned in school. This is the way it works. The sun goes over the sky during the day under the firmament. Think of the firmament as a big bubble that covers the sky. And the sun, when it's going by day, is going underneath that bubble. At the end of the day, there's windows on both ends of this bubble. Let's make this bubble a rainbow shape. It's an arc shape, and there's windows on both ends. This is the way I visualize it. And so, at the end of the day, the sun goes through the window, the exit window, right? And as it exits, it gets dark. And at night, it goes on top of the bubble. The bubble is completely, it's not transparent. What's the opposite of transparent?
Opaque.
It's an opaque bubble. And it goes over the sky back to the beginning of where it starts out. It comes through the window at the base. And that's when the sun starts to rise in the morning. So it's going out a window and in a window. Okay? That's the Yerushalmi view of life. Okay, so now, when he's, what? So, I mean, it's just a way of understanding the language of the Yerushalmi. You could explain it so that it's astronomically correct, of course, any way you like. But let's just use that marshal for understanding the language here, all right? Omer Rav Yossi Rabon, Omer Elitin Ovyev Shorakia Lalaila, Bein Ba'arvus, Bein Ba'shachrus. If you're going to give the width, the thick, as it goes through that window, that's what the Yerushalmi is calling the thickness of the firmament. That's what that is. So if you're going to assign that to night, because that's essentially what we were suggesting, that the three stars in the night would be night, three stars in the morning would also be night until those three stars disappear completely. So if you're going to do that, what's going to happen is, then the day and the night will not be the same. Referring to the equinox, when you have an even day and even night, if you're going to give both sides of the equation tonight, then the day will be shorter than the night, and they won't be equal. And that's like a given. It has to be that they're the same twice a year on the equinox. That's like a given. So therefore, that's what he was answering. That's how his answer is. The Tony, there's this brisa that says, the brisa says clearly that they are the same. And therefore, you can't have the stars counting as night on both ends of the spectrum. Okay, that's basically what it says. There's a big problem here. There's a really big problem. It's raised in footnote 19, and that is, the truth of the matter is that when we say that the day and the night are the same on these equinoxes, what we're referring to is sunrise to sunset, right? So it'll be 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then sunset to sunrise, the night, will be again 12 hours. It's exactly what the Yerushalmi is saying you can't say, when that's actually what we do say. They're even means that they're completely even, that the night includes the whole alos
and the whole Bein HaShemashes period. And in that sense, they are the same when you give them both to the night. And so therefore, there's a lot of difficulty with this particular expression. Ayin Sham, you can see the variants. I'm not going to get into it now. We'll be here all night. Okay, but that's basically all they want to answer here. For tonight, all we're going to say is that you can't say that the three stars in the morning belong to the night, because if you were to say that, then you'd have too much night and it would disrupt this imbalance of an even day and an even night. Okay? Next. Amar Abhuna. So we're on 4b3.
Yilfina Midarach Aris. Let's learn the idea of daybreak from the way of the world. Sorry, Malka Nofik, when the king begins to come from the palace, I forgot the Linofik, Armin the Nofik.
Even though he hasn't actually come out of the palace, we say he's come out of the palace. It's this the whole pomp and circumstance of the blowing of the trumpets, and the people, oh, the king is coming, even though he hasn't actually come. But, that's what people say.
Sorry, Alil, but when he is finished,
Lo Armin, the Al Adshata de Yael, but we don't say he's left at the end of his appearance until he actually leaves. So the mashal here is obvious. The sun, as it's beginning to come into the world, that's going to be at an earlier time than it actually has, and which is Alois. It's starting to come, and therefore we call that day, even though there's three stars, correct? And at the end of the day, it's not until it actually leaves that we have the three stars that we say it's left. That's the motion. Now, I just want to mention, and I just decided, I saw this pasuk quoted in Rishon Goren has a work on, called Yerushalmi Kipshuta, which he actually won the Israeli Prize for. It was such a master work. And he mentions this pasuk. I don't know, maybe other Mepharshim mentioned if I didn't see it other places. So in Parshas Bereishis, it says the following: Vayasel him es shnei ha'maoros hagadolim, es ha'maor hagadol lememshelas hayom, es ha'maor hakaton lememshelas halaylo, the es hakol kolim. So first of all, when I saw the marshal of the sun to the king, I got very nervous because I don't like to hear the sun being called a king, because that's what the Egyptians served the Ra. They served the sun. I don't like this. But the pasuk uses memshalah. So the Gemara is not afraid at all to use memshalah in regards to this, because that's exactly what it says, lememshalas hayom, ruling over the day and ruling over the night. The Ramban explains, by the way, just to take a look over there to say what ruling means. Ruling means that it causes things to grow. Interesting. But this is the final thing I just want to say. But end of the pasuk says, the es hakochavim. So what is the stars? So this Kuni says the following. Listen to this: Ulahavdil bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech lo l'shem ha'shviyareachai. It's not referring to the sun and the moon. Shaharei amaru l'mal hashem atilim bein ha'yom bein ha'layla. They discern between day and the night. Elokai hu ha'kochavim shenirim kishahar yotzei v'ha'choshech mitnas. It's referring. It's an indicator. So it's interesting. That they're, I don't know. It's funny that we're using this Gemara. It keeps talking about both Kochavim and the sun and the moon at the same time. It's very interesting within the context of the pasuk. Okay, just to help Ira. Next page, we're on the 5a1. Okay, now we're gonna get some. This is a completely a different topic, completely, but
Are we on
5A1? If a person is standing and davening, he has to keep his feet together. Everybody knows that. You hold your feet together. If you don't hold your feet together, then you're goy. Train Amorin. That's what I was taught when I was a kid. Train Amorin.
To Amorin, disagree. What does this mean?
Rabbi Reb Simon. Chad Amar Kamalachim. One of them says it means you have to be like an angel. That means your feet are standing parallel like this, next to each other. So that your feet looks like one leg. The Hadomar Kohanim. One says it's like the Kohanim. What does Kohanim got to do with anything? So what does it say? Mandi Abra Kohanim Losalam Mals on Mizbechi. It says in the pasuk, you're not going to go up the ramp to the Mizbeach. Is to go up the Mizbeach, you didn't have steps. You have to have a ramp. Why can't you have steps? Because a shalosi galav ros ka alav, the pasuk says, right? Because stepping up is, in a sense, a revealing of the erva. So therefore, you have to write. So here it adds a little bit more detail. Okay, so they would actually walk, kind of like, I mean, what is it, Japan? You see on television or movies, you see the Japanese woman walking like this as a dainty, you know. So the idea here is that is the way that the Kohanim would walk, so that they wouldn't take a large step, because if you took a large step, you'd be splitting your legs. So this is a very interesting rule. I never knew this rule before, that when they would walk up the ramp to Mizbeach, they would be taking baby steps, so to speak, right? In the footnote, he mentions something very interesting, that the Gemara says, Yuma, you know, that the Kohanim, when they were, what was that? Yeah, when they had a race, they would run up, you know, they one broke the leg once. Anyway, so they're running. So after you say, if they're running, not running, okay, unless they were running like those wound up, you know, things. Penguins, right. Yeah, they wearing the pants apparently was not enough for the Torah either, because then why couldn't you go up on Malos, right? So therefore, he says a chiddush. He says the only time that this halacha would be applicable would be as if you were doing actual avodah as you were going up the ramp. So if you're carrying, you know, the ivrei carbon to throw on the mizbeach, for example, or something like that, so you're carrying avodah up the ramp, you had to walk slowly. But if you weren't carrying anything, you were just running up the ramp to get to the top, to get, let's say, the Trumas HaDeshen, to be able to take it off, then you'd be able to run, even, you know, run without this way. So it's interesting how Ari he brings. Anyway, Mandar some question. No, he doesn't. Tosis Yishonim. It's a Tosis Yishonim Yuma 22a. That's where you'll find that. It's in footnote 3, the middle. Okay. Yes, and Monday would call Lachim, that their legs were straight, a single leg. And the reason why we have to be like Malachim again is why? Because the Malachim have a single purpose in life, right? Like we saw that when they came to me to bring, there were three Malachim that came to meet Avram, because each Malach has only one function in life. And so if the function is to do the Shlichas, okay, next. Rabbi Chanina bar Andri b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Sutar Hamalachim ain lahem kfitzim. They don't have kneecap. They don't have knees. Matama kurveis alchad min ko'am maya. The matama doesn't mean why. And here in the Yerushalmi, matama is like minolon, right? How do you know that? Because the pasuk in Daniel says that he had a dream and he saw there was one of those standing, which was referring to one of the malachim, komaya, which means one who always stood, because he didn't have a need to be able to sit, right? Amar Rav Huna Zesharei Asa Kohanim Beisak Neses. If someone sees a kohen in the shul, the bracha is showing on the first bracha of the kohanim. Shachlam bracha Hashem Alachav. So this is talking about. There's, I think, is the Sfardim still do this? I see. You know, this. I was always taught that people who are not knowledgeable did this, but I saw that the Sfardim, there are Sfardim who actually have this built into their custom. I think the Ben Ishchai may even mention it, that while the Kohanim are talking, this is a sugya and sota, that when you're getting breakfast Kohanim, you're supposed to be quiet, because when you're getting a bracha, you're supposed to stand there and receive the bracha, you're not supposed to be talking. But they have this tradition, and here in the Yerushalmi, it says it again, that the first bracha, they say, Bracha Hashem Yishmerecha, so you're supposed to say, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav. Mishnah, the second Baruch Hu Hashem Panavilach Lichunecha, you're supposed to say Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzvav. Lishlishas and Yisah Hashem Anavilach Yisem Kol Shalom, you say Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Masov. Okay, as to what the connection is, he says to look at different various Mepharshim on the bottom, I'm not getting into that. But Musaf, if when it came Musaf, then he also saying Baruch Hu Kohanim during Musaf, Baruch Hu Yishreina, Tarach Loimar, Hashem Asini, Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Mavi, Hashem Hu Hashem Kol Mavi, Hashem Kol Mavi, Hashem Kol Mavi. Bishni on the second bracha, so you dechem kodesh. Lashishis, it says bracha kashem mitzion. These are the psukim you're supposed to be saying while they're talking, right? Yeah. Now, if there were four, meaning if it was the day of Yom Kippur where you had Berachas Kohanim, both in Shachas Mosaf Mincha and the Ilah. So you had four times Berachas Kohanim. So then Chozer, you would repeat what you said in the morning. So if you whatever you said in Klisiyoso, the third time, meaning by Mincha, Bekadmaya. So you would say the same psukim that you said in Shacharis, like the first Tefillah, or Viyasa, and the Tefillah of Ni'ilah, that Berachas Kohanim then, Kisin Viyasa. You would say the same as the second Tefillah, which was Musaf. So it's 1-3, 2-4, right? This is not the Kohanim, this is you. You're in the Tzibur, and you're receiving the bracha from the Kohanim. While they say Berech Lashem V'yishmerecha, you say these Tzibur.
Like
yeah, you'll see, you look at the Matzarim, they have the Tzibur, okay? You're not supposed to. Halachically, you're not supposed to say a word. Yeah. In fact, the whole minug of praying for dreams, Tosis over there on Saito on the spot asked the question. Gemara says you're not supposed to be talking. So why are we praying for our dreams? What's the answer? You're saying it's because they're singing. You're saying because they're singing. Okay, maybe. The truth of the matter is, the Isser Dibur is throughout the whole bracha. It's not a great teretz. That's by the way not what Tosis says, but it's a good try. I'm not saying it's not a good answer. Maybe make good answer. So the answer Tosis says is because it's pikuach nefesh. Person's dream is like just like we fast on Shabbos for a bad dream. So apparently, the mate of the dream is also considered. The grud does not say at all because they don't sing it at all. I'm saying that's why they don't sing during Kohanim. Yeah, if you don't sing, you don't have a chance to sing it. Yeah, okay. Right. The Hirotzim you're talking about? Now, that the Gros says you don't say that. The Gros says you say the Ribbono Shel Olam three times. Yeah, okay. Okay, next. Amar Rav Chanina, Me'ayelas HaShachar Ad She'yeor HaMizrof. Okay. Adam Mahalach Arbas Milin. Person can walk 4 Milin. Now, Ayelas HaShachar is not a Los HaShachar. This is something you have to understand here in the Yerushalmi. There's two periods of time. Ayelas HaShachar until Alos, and from Alos until Nates. They're exactly the same. Okay, and the Gemara is going to say right now that this shear is 4 milin. How much is 4 milin? That's 1 meal. 1 meal is 18 minutes. 4 would be, if assuming 1 meal is 18, would be 72 minutes. So you have 72 minutes from Ayelas HaShachar until Alos. You have another 72 minutes from Alos until Nates. Now, I went searching on the internet to try to find a good picture. It wasn't easy to find. This is a picture of the Ayelas HaShachar. These are the Ayelas HaShachar. You're going to see it's described in the Gemara. I'm going to say what it's going to say in a second. I was driving once on my way to a bar mitzvah, my nephew, and we were going across a bridge, and we saw this. Let me just show, make sure the people on the screen also can see. Okay, guys. And all of a sudden I saw, like I looked up in the sky and there was these horns of light. I'd never seen anything like it. And I was like shocked. What is that? So it was, I had the privilege of actually seeing it live. Oh, anyway, so from the Ayelas HaShachar until Yer HaMizrach, that's 4 milin. Adam HaLach Abbas milin. Mishayor HaMizrach Ad Shatoyin Sachama, and from Alos until Nates is 4 mil also. Uminai, how do we know Mishayor HaMizrach Ad Shatoyin Sachama or Basmin? How do you know that? It says, this is by Lot, and the Malachim are telling him to get moving. So Lot was Kamo HaShachar Allah. It was about the time of dawn, and then the sun is coming up, and Lot comes to Tzoar. Umin Sodom Litzoar Abbas Mil. And we know that from Sodom to Tzoar was 4 mil. So let's just assume that that's an accepted fact. To go from Sodom to Tzoar was 4 mil. And so it says from Shemesh Yotzal Horetz, let's assume that that's Nates. And Kamo HaShar Ha'olo, let's assume that would be a los. So from a los to Nates will be 4 mil. That's how long it took him to go the 4 mil. So the Gemara asks, Yosar Havon, it's more than that. It says over here on the bottom here, it says that the Gemara Pesachim says, Rafanina says, I myself saw that place and it was actually 5 mil. So there's apparently a contradiction here. How can you say it's 4 mil? It's actually 5 mil. So he said, a malach, the malach was going ahead and putting a hole through the mountain and making like a tunnel for them. Okay. You know that from a yelas hashachar, which is the earlier time. How do you know it's 4 mil? Kamo uchamo. It says kamo hashachar uchamo. So one is like the other. So one word is like the next. So there's a comparison. Is he talking about it here? I think I saw it over here. Let's keep going. Yeah. Omar Yosef Rebbein. Hado ayalto de shachar. Concerning the sayal sashachar, mando amma kochavta hitaya. If you say this is kochavta, this is the second time we mentioned this kochavta thing. It's a mistake. Zimun himakadam, zimun himakra. Sometimes the morning star sometimes rises earlier, sometimes rises later. So that can't be. When we say Ayala Sashaka, we're not referring to that star. I mean, it might be Venus, it might whatever, morning star, we're not sure. It's whatever it is, it can go shortly before or long after or whatever. It's not a set time. My Hedon, what is the Ayala Sashaka? Kamin train to Kronin Dinahor, the Sulkin and Madinha, Umanaharin. It's like two horns of light, although my picture is actually looks like more like four horns, but this is pretty good. It's like two horns of light that rise in the east and gradually illuminate the sky.
Here's a Maitre Tohoyo, which they say is a concatenation of Dol Lema to say these. This is worthwhile saying.
They were going, they were walking in the plains of Arbel in the morning. In the dark, for Ayal Sashachar Shabbat, they saw the Ayal Sashachar breaking out. Amar Rabbi 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 Shimon Bar Chalafta, the Rebbe, eminent one, Harekachi Gulas of Shal Yisrael. He said, "This is the same way the Gula of Chal Yisrael is going to come about. This is a known idea, but Chilo Kima Kima. In the beginning, it starts to shed a little light. It's like just like the salvation is small, a little bit at a time. Kol Machi Hilakas He Rabbi Hilakas, and as it progresses, it gets more intense. My time, I was sitting in the darkness and Hashem was a light for me. In other words, I was sitting in the Golos and then Hashem is like an or the beginning of the redemption of the Geula will be like a light. So too, in the beginning, of course, he's sitting over there on the Shar HaMelech. And it's kind of like, you know, he's just sitting around over there waiting to see what happens. And then he overhears Big Son and Sarah making the plot. And then he reports the plot. As a result of that, you know, the sleep couldn't fall asleep, so he had them read the Sefer Asaphonos. And as a result of that, he ends up calling Haman in to ask him what should be done to the man whom the king desireth to honor, right? And then the ultimate R, right? It's a perfect ending, right? So it's a slow, gradual progress. I think it was a week ago or two weeks ago, it was Russia Weiss's mother's yard site. So he said the following from his mother. She said, Yosef is sitting in there in the prison, and he sees that the two, he says, what do we call them? The chamberlains. So he sees them, they don't look like, they don't look too happy. He goes to the lower panecha, why do you look upset? And as a result of them telling him their dreams, so he got the reputation of a dream interpreter. Then as a result of that, the Paro ends up calling him in. As a result of that, he becomes the viceroy, and so on and so forth. So she said, you see, just from one little, you know, noticing another person being in tsar, which really would be perfectly reasonable in a jail, but noticing that they look different and extending yourself, you never know what a little maisa can end up being. And that was apparently, that was one of his what's things. One of his, yeah. So I thought that was very similar to this idea. Okay. So let me just close this down, just one second. Get that out of the way. Yeah, that the width of the rakia is a amount of time it takes to walk 50 years. Okay, we're gonna see this in a second. So in other words, remember what we just said before, that there's this window. The window that I mentioned before that the sun is going through is the width of the firmament, right? Because that's how long it takes to go from the earth, where it's seen, to behind the opaque cover. So that mahalach is 50 years. Why? Let's make a cheshbon. A person can walk 40 mil during a day. A son cuts through 50 years. And let's see here. What about the other part? There's another part here. There's a part here that's missing. This is critical. The sun travels a 500 year journey in a day. Okay, that's, if you'll see footnote 20, you'll see that hachama mahalachas kamesh meil shana. So you have to, that's a critical fact. You have to know that. So the sun goes 500 years during the course of the day, and a person goes, a person walks 40 mil during the day, and a person we just said before that a person walks 4 mil during the Bein HaShemashos period, right? Or in the morning, that from Malos HaShachar until Nates, he's walking 4 mil, which let's just go for 72 minutes for now. So let's just make it simple. A person can walk 4 in Bein HaShemashos, and he can walk 40 during the day, so he's walking 10%, but he can walk during the day during the Bein HaShemashos period. If that's how much a person can walk, so the sun is also traveling 10% of what it travels during the night, during the day, during that period. So if during the day, that critical piece of information, that the sun goes 500 years during the day, so 10% of 500 is 50, and so therefore it's traveling 50 years to go through the window, so to speak. That's what it says. So exactly. So if it's taking you, if it's taking you 72 minutes to walk with the 4 mil, which is 10% of what you could walk during the day, so the same thing with the sun, if it goes, it'll also be going 10% of what it could travel during the night, during the day, just 500 years. So it's 50 years versus 500 years. Okay, just like the thickness is 50 years, those are also the same. In other words, whatever these words mean, I'm not 100% sure. Well, my time, Hayoshim al Chug for Eretz, Pasuk says he sits on the Chug, on the globe of the earth. Everything are the same thickness, the same journey. Okay, so that's that. So just want to end here with a discussion about just about out of time, but there's a very important discussion here regarding I just hand this out real quick. This is to see the calculation here. Just hand this out, please. Here. Let's fill some of these out. I have a bunch of them. So the sun, again, the sun travels 500 years in a day. Man travels 40 mil in a day. Distance from our lows, it should say, until sunrise is 4 mil or 1/10 of what he can travel in a day. So the distance of travel, the sun travels, is a 50-year journey. You convert 12 hours to minutes, you get 720 minutes. Divide by 10, because that's right, 12 hours is the day. So if you divide that by 10, because you're going 10% of what you could go during the day, that gives you 72 minutes. So that's where you get from Alos to Netzachama being 72 minutes. So therefore, if you daven 72 minutes prior to sunrise, you're saying a bracha l'vatola according to the on the go, because you're prior to Alos. Prior to Alos, you can't daven chakras, so it'll be a bracha l'vatola. So that would be very problematic for a certain minyan. Now, the second part of this is Rashi and Pesachim says that the 40 mil that a man travels does not begin with sunrise and end with sunset, but rather it begins and ends with Alos and Seis. So that's going to make a big difference. Because now the 4 mil he can walk between Alos and Seis is between Shkia. It needs to be, and between Shkia and Seis HaKochavim has to be deducted from the 40 mil. So we said he can travel 4 mil between in the early part and the latter part, but you have to subtract that from the 40. That gives you 32 mil. So the distance you can travel during the day is actually 32 mil. So then, if he walks 4 mil, that's actually 1/8 of the 32 mil of the day. So 1/8 of 720 minutes is actually 90 minutes, which means they're actually going to be 90 minutes from Alos till sunrise. So that's going to be end up being 1/4 of 90 minutes, which is 22.5 minutes. So that's how you end up with two shitas of 18. This is where I'm just showing you where the 18 minutes come from, where the 22.5 minutes come from. Rambam's shita is 18, Rashi's shita is going to be 22.5. And it's the same thing at night. Even if you hold 72 minutes. Be that way. Okay, thank you very much.
So just to clarify.
Yeah, so we have to clarify what we're going to do.